This is Health Matters, discussing broken spirit diseases, illnesses that arise over time in people subjected to military occupation and colonialization, illnesses that reflect an ongoing breakdown of the indigenous body, mind, and spirit unity.
Certain liver ailments, for example, were tagged as broken spirit diseases in a recent paper on hepatitis C infection. The paper was posted on the website of the Federal Center for Biotechnology Information, an arm of the National Institutes of Health. The paper is another example of how indigenous insights are strengthening mainstream medicine and expanding the nature of treatment. The article was written by two Canadian women who acknowledge their native sources, the Kukum tribe and a committee of Manitoba chiefs.
According to the paper, hepatitis C, along with liver diseases in general, is higher in U.S. Native peoples than in the rest of the population. This vulnerability to liver diseases is not just a matter of diet or lifestyle. It is linked to a historical trauma suffered over generations.
The profile of Native people at risk for hepatitis C has been men in their midlife years. Well, it can and does occur on reservation, the risk is primarily associated with injection drug use and with living in urban centers.
That is changing, however. Hepatitis C among Native people is increasingly found in women and at younger ages. Significantly, hepatitis C can advance at a quicker rate in Native men and women who use alcohol or who have type 2 diabetes.
Hepatitis C infections also advance at a quicker rate in Native people who carry the human immunodeficiency virus. These statistical findings tell it loud and clear. Native people are at higher risk for certain diseases.
Calling them broken spirit diseases considers the problem from an Indigenous perspective. It acknowledges that when body, mind, and spirit are fragmented, disease is the result.
Liver disease is but one broken spirit legacy from the violence done to Indigenous peoples in North America. Another legacy is a greater susceptibility to injury.
Injuries are the third leading cause of death for American Indians, who suffer 2 to 3 times as many unintentional injuries as whites.
And the rates of intentional injuries among American Indians, namely violent assault, is twice as high as the national average. These national averages mask the fact that rates vary considerably on a regional basis. In one southwestern Native community, the number of people experiencing a traumatic event is 81% higher than national figures.
Among reservation-based populations, 60 to 70% suffer a traumatic event at least once in their lifetime. And this is not just happening in North America. Australia and New Zealand have higher rates of violent trauma among their indigenous populations. A book titled Historical Trauma and Aboriginal Healing details the progression of how spirit was broken, from the loss of land to economic deprivation, from cultural loss to cultural dispossession to cultural oppression.
Cultural oppression occurs in the late stages of colonization. It refers to the psychological impact of living at the margins of invader cultures, which impose materialistic worldviews that are utterly alien to indigenous cultures.
Cultural oppression becomes more subtle as time passes. It is masked by the necessity of assimilating into the mainstream economy in order to survive, especially when the obstacles to economic self-sufficiency remain a major source of struggle and despair.
The majority of the world's Native peoples grow up within fragmented cultures. They live in impoverished environments. This makes them more susceptible to grief, trauma, and disease in their day-to-day lives. These realities drive many to self-medicating habits that lead directly to disease and violence.
The irony is that broken spirit diseases are not limited to Native populations. There may be a higher incidence among Native people worldwide, but colonizer cultures have managed to shatter people of every creed and skin color.
Being marginalized is the fate of the impoverished everywhere, which is why obesity, heart trouble, diabetes, alcoholism, and liver disease are worldwide issues. Invader colonizer cultures that perpetuate economic deprivation and isolation and control the food chain perpetuate disease at the same time.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.